Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State. No Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them. Cause they under attack. Cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims. Refuse to be quiet. Unlike Farrakhan, I won't stay silent. N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free. Home of the brave. Attack my people. Put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner. Birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind. It's what you're facing. Tribal war cry. Tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emacs the image. Rider music,
gangster,
underground,
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 8, verse 12. And for those who want to send in music or at least anything, emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxradio@gmail.com. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. You can Facebook EMAXXTHEEIMIJJ, Emax the Image. Hood Tunes on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you all for listening. You all can feel free to dial up 646-478-0944. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic. I have three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Hood Tunes. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. Hey, go back on hold, change your mind, call back, press one. Before I go to the phone lines, I will give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, because if I don't, I'll forget. Number 10, Black Odyssey, brand new video up from them. Number 9, Eric Magnus. Number 8, debuting some solo music. I be dropping W's. Joe Motley Jr., that Joseph P. Motley Jr. is on YouTube. You can find Joseph Motley Jr. with a period on YouTube, or just Joseph Motley Jr. period Facebook, and Fred Barkley Live Coopers on Facebook as well. Now, number seven debuting is Ballhead Fred. Wow, living his black life, just run. And Luke Cage, flip side, not too many people release just singles anymore. Also, number six, you can Facebook the State of the Inner City address starting tomorrow. More on that just a little while. I also want to at least give a shout-out, an infamous shout-out. Hey, Floral Arrangements, would you call me on my personal phone line while I'm live on the air? Shame on you. Number five, you can Facebook Rad19CLE. That was at the Brothers Lounge yesterday. Number four, you can Facebook Silverback Gorilla Gang at the Odeon. That happened last Friday. That was number four. And moving to number three, you can Facebook, just another day, Cam's House, a Malik X joint. That was held at Urban Joe Cafe last Friday, which is about 15449 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, with the 44112. So many activities are going there. It's crazy. Number two, the debut for Team 216 Cleveland Boxing Classic, which was last Saturday. TB20, Mayor was set to be there, DJ. Hey, this is just a little PSA. If you have an event that starts on your flyer from noon to 3 p.m., all boxers and everybody should be there by noon, not like 1:30 to 2 o'clock, just a little FYI. And number one, the biggest jump, Facebook Supreme Honor Week, -MAR, March 18th through 23rd. That was a week-long event. Big shout-out. Before I go to the phone lines, since I've been getting little announcements out of the way here and there, which I'm very thankful that I can do, it just helps to be able to put certain things in, I guess you would say, the proper context. So I'm going to say, first start things off, that they held the homegoing for the loving memory of Darnell Dion Shelton Fahim, who's April 28, 1975 to March 19, 2019. It's held at E.F. Boyd and Son Funeral Home. Let me tell you a little bit about that. I'm just going to go over the basics because Darnell Dion Shelton, also known as Fahim, was born on April 28, 1975 in Cleveland, Ohio. He was raised on the west side of Cleveland and attended Cleveland Public Schools and later earned his GED. Darnell was an entrepreneur and had many talents. Darnell had different careers over the years and really enjoyed traveling as a mover for a moving company for many years. He was most known for being a barber and for his music. What a lot of people didn't know was that Darnell was also a very talented artist as well. Darnell could freehand draw any and everything, and his drawings could have definitely been in a museum. Darnell was well known for his precise and on-point haircuts all over Cleveland, from the west side to the east side. Darnell was deeply knowledgeable. He was a deep thinker and knew a lot about different religions and history. Islam was the religion he believed in and practiced, and after taking his Shahada over 20 years ago, was given the Islamic name Fahim. It was amazing how much Darnell knew about almost every subject because he loved books and the dictionary. If you ever talk to Darnell, he would leave you wondering, wow, how does he know all this stuff? And the thing is, because of all of his knowledge, Darnell enjoyed more than anything a great debate or an interesting discussion. If you knew Darnell, you knew he had a true passion for his music. He wrote his own lyrics, produced his own beats, and made his own CDs. Now, the thing that I would like to say about, you know, Darnell, while I'm thinking about it. Number one, I knew him from a different name, like a lot of other people do. Darnell Dion Shelton Fahim. I knew him as the capital D-E-S-H-I-E-S-T. That was the lyrical moniker that he used. Before I go into anything else about the brother, it was very interesting. It was a well-done funeral procession, which was followed up by the Muslim tradition on how they do a funeral home going. But back to my brother D. I don't think he was a rapper. He wasn't. He was hip hop. Let me tell you something. The past, I'll say, 5 years especially, when he came to a hip-hop workshop or a couple other places, I believe East 36 where Black House Sound performed, and he came to a festival, I believe, off of, I will say, 55th towards St. Clair, through and bring CDs, yes, CDs. And he would say, hey, I might be on a verse or two, but these are all young cats because it's about making sure they get their voice heard. So he was, to me, hip-hop and just a real deep intellectual brother, a person whose name that we had called a couple of weeks ago, Ruth Elizabeth Brooks, who was September 16th, 1925 to March 4th, 2019. Wow, the young age of 93. Ruth E. Known, yep, to me is Aunt Ruth Brooks Webb of Cleveland, went home to be with the Lord on Monday, March 4th, 2019. She was in the comfort of her own home in East Cleveland following a long illness. She was born in Oberlin, Ohio. As a child, she attended Elyria schools and moved back to her birthplace, Oberlin, where she proceeded to graduate and receive her high school diploma from Oberlin High. She went on fulfilling her dreams and goals and went to Oberlin College, where she received her bachelor's degree and became a secretary at the college she attended. One night, her aunt, Tressa, trusted her to go to Elyria Roll Arena, where she met the man of her dreams, Genius Brooks, known as Uncle Gene. Oh, man, yep, that's my brother, Uncle Gene. He asked her aunt Tressa for a hand in marriage. Then he proceeded to sweep her off her feet to East Cleveland, where they remained married for 40 years. Mrs. Brooks will sadly be missed by all of her family members. And one thing that I could say, she certainly was there for a lot of different people, including myself. She and Genius Brooks, they were always there to say something very strong. Before I go to the 216-400 phone number, because if I don't do some of these things, you all will get on me later on, which you should, because if I'm not giving you all information, raise or anything like that, then what good am I on the air? So the 6th anniversary, Cleveland, East 93rd Street, and this is something you can look at definitely on Facebook, but the 6th anniversary, Cleveland East 93rd Street Murders Rally, March the 28th, 2019, 3rd Street Bessemer Avenue from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Definitely they will be a part of it, and I'm thankful because Laura Cowan will moderate. Now, Laura Cowan's Empowerment Hour is Mondays on voiceofradio.com, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, but she will lead Thursday's event on Imperial Women's Coalition, also Women's March Cleveland, who are also going to be a part of this as we remember Jasmine Trotter, Ashley Lisetsky, Christine Malone, Jamila Hassan, and Aliana DeFries. Christine Malone's family will speak. Man in the Street will speak. So will Christine Malone's family. Also, I want to let people know about VIGA, the Virtual Independent Gospel Awards. Just Google it and see that you can vote for 216-440 Joseph Motley Jr., hip-hop gospel artist, also the single No Limit What the Lord Will Do for the hip-hop song, and then also this coming Wednesday, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. It's the State of the Inner City Address, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, PMAC, Black Nationalists, Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Ernest L. Smith, Vice President of East Cleveland City Council, Shakespeare are expected to be part of this landmark meeting alongside Fathers Lives Matter, Inner City Republican Movement. That's this Wednesday. And for those also who say, hey, I don't give you any information, tomorrow morning, Geraldo Rivera Live. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time will air on News Radio WTAM 1100 AM with guest Art McCoy and Dolores Gray of the Art McCoy University of Common Sense radio show, Man in the Street. Young people will be heard live by millions. That's tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Hayes Floral Arrangements gave Geraldo Rivera's wife a bouquet of flowers, a specialty bouquet, and you can reach them at 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. So feel free to listen to what Man in the Street thought and his thoughts on East Cleveland. That will be tomorrow morning. So now that I got a whole bunch of these things out of the way, I'm going to go to the first phone caller at 216-400. It's going to probably tell me they can't stand Geraldo Rivera anyway. You're on live. What's happening with you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And what I'm going to say is ask to let everyone know, and I'm thankful that Dantes Taylor is doing much better. And
yes, he is. The
young man is outstanding young man, and he cares about other people, and he does what he can to help and encourage and inspire. And that's Dantes. If you're anywhere, you say something that positive or whatever, the young man is going to say, support you 100%. So anyway, I'm glad that he's doing much better, and I hope he'll continue to improve and do the good work that he has been doing. Thank you, sir.
I'm glad you said that. You're welcome. Thank you. And hold on just a moment, because Dantes Taylor, thankfully, he had gone in for cancer treatment. They removed the cancer cells. They basically feel they got everything from lymphoma, cancer, and they feel like they removed all the cells. He's recuperating, and a week from this Wednesday is expected to make his triumphant return back at none other than the Black on Black Crime headquarters. As a matter of fact, as I go and take a look at things, I think that things have been very interesting. So I just want to thank people for tuning in once again, because if you didn't tune in, well, there would be no show. Before I go pick on a few other phone calls, including the 216, I will say, all right, that looks real good. I do believe that they have a couple of phone numbers that I'll be getting to, which is a 216-209, a 216-682. And, you know, for those people who don't know, the one thing that I like is if you do the work, certain things come up. And so I will say real quick, because it was a real easy one, and I was very thankful. But for those who are wondering, hey, what was going on in East Cleveland? Because sometimes people hit me back and remind me that they saw something. So on this 20-foot step ladder for the soapbox, let's just start out and say that around January 18th, because that's when it happened, around January 18th. At first, a press release went out that said charges against three officers dismissed, causing uproar among citizens of East Cleveland, as East Cleveland's law director, Willa Hemmings, has got to go. She can step down, resign, or be fired. We don't care. We don't care how she goes, but she just has to go because she's been pretending too long to be a fair representative of none other than the people of the city of East Cleveland, E.C., when in fact, she's a sellout. She's a sellout to the citizens of East Cleveland. She's part of the political crony system and is only interested in looking out for her allies and not the city of East Cleveland. We challenge you to look at her record as law director. She has lost more cases than she's won, costing the city of East Cleveland millions and millions of dollars, which they don't have. She will go to any length to protect her cronies. We had a proof. The last thing East Cleveland residents wanted was to dismiss the charges against these officers who were part of the worst atrocity in Ohio, in, of course, the shooting of two unarmed citizens, Melissa and Timothy, about 2012. There were at least 137 bullets fired, if not more. But let's hear from Willa Hemmings, our illustrious law director. Let's see what she has to say, explain her reasons for not only dismissing those charges, but basically speaking, making a big mockery of everything on the news. And the follow-up happened, which I was glad that we were there. The follow-up happened when citizens from East Cleveland managed to go through, and if I'm not mistaken, for people to look it up, part of what happened before I go to at least the phone lines was that concerned citizens of East Cleveland, they went there. A lot of them did. And they demanded that the city's law director, Willa Hemmings, leave the post, just leave completely. Not really sure where else she could go, but there were a couple of different things they could do to do the follow-through on that, if they so chose to. And that was number one, to just make sure that she left. As we held protests calling for Hemmings to step down, even going on the inside of East Cleveland City Hall. Because when it comes to defending the cash-strapped city against lawsuit, we just felt she needed to step down. Black-on-black activist Art McCoy, and this was on News Channel 5. Joe Paganakis covered it if you want to do a follow-up. But he said Willa Hemmings didn't represent the people of D.C. when she offered five Cleveland police officers to pay $5,000 fine apiece instead of making them face charges in East Cleveland. McCoy stated, she's the worst law director, the worst law director we ever had in East Cleveland, and we're tired of her selling us out. She has a history of losing cases, selling out cases, and not representing the people of East Cleveland. McCoy also said that she's now facing paying out millions in a settlement in the wrongful conviction cases of Larice Glover, Eugene Johnson, and Derek Wheat. Both McCoy and community activists such as Justin Anderson believe Hemmings should have worked for a better settlement in that case and others. Anderson said he believes Hemmings, who was working as an independent contractor, was being employed outside city law. I don't believe Willa Hemmings is qualified to be our law director. The law, the revised code, and our city charter states that you cannot be an independent contractor inside of municipality. Willa Hemmings, she didn't give them a interview at all. She didn't really do that. She didn't try. She just simply said by phone that she works at the direction of Mayor Brandon King, so it kind of means that it's the mayor's fault. Now, several attempts, Mayor King just refused to answer the phone on that one. So certain people like the Black-on-Black Crime Inc. President Al Porter were urging Mayor King to take action because Mayor Brandon King has to do his job and let go of the cancer that is allowing money to be misspent, misrepresented by cases that she's lost in the millions. She just has to go. So with that being said, what I'm going to do is shut up, get off of this soapbox that I'm on, do the right thing, go back to the most important thing that's happening right now, which is phone calls and the people who are on the line, because I appreciate you for being a part of the program, because like I say, if it wasn't for you all, there would be no program. So what I am going to do is just take the time before I do go to the phone line. I should let people know that the Great Cleveland Cleanup is coming, the Litter Bugs with a Z. You can join us as we work to pick up all the litter from Cuyahoga County in one weekend, which is April 27th and April 28th, 2019. You don't know about life until you picked up the trash in an area. I've done it before. Look forward to doing it again. To register now or to learn more, you can register, donate, et cetera, at the email of THEBUG at the Litter Bugs, BUGZ.org, or www.THELITTERBUGZ.org. Now, let's go to the phone line because I'm pretty sure that at the 216-209 phone number, that's probably somebody telling me, quit picking on Willa Hemmings. They better be glad that they can try to get $5,000 for anybody. So I'm going to go to that phone line of 216-209. It might be Willa Hemmings herself to finally answer some questions. You're on live. What's happening?
Okay, I'm with you. Sorry about that.
All right.
Sorry
no
about
problem.
That.
No problem. What's happening?
Oh, man. Let me just say something about this Miss Willa. She's the desk version of Officer Hicks. So if anybody lived in East Cleveland long enough to know how Officer Hicks harassed people for about 20 years, well, she's the desk version of him. You know, totally out of line, not doing her job. And at this point, it doesn't matter where you go, long as you're out of there, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And for all those,
got you.
All those who don't know, this is John from Black Odyssey. And I want to start right at the top. We just released a new video today called Freedom Writers. And
love that one.
It has a piece of Martin Luther King speaking in the beginning. And if you catch the video and you're watching it closely and you're listening to what Martin Luther King said and refer back to what we're talking about, man, all I'm going to say is we're waiting to be free. So I don't know what a lot of these guys out here writing for. You know, some people write out here because, or rap or whatever you want to call it for certain things. But I know it's only a selected few who really put their all into it, speak real English, and really trying to help the music, trying to help people with their music. And what's understood really don't need to be explained. So what I'm going to say right now is go on YouTube, type in DLAQODESSY. Look for the song Freedom Riders off that page. Take it a good listen. Watch it, view it, get back with me, and I hope it inspires. It's John from Black Odyssey. And excuse all the noise in the background, I'm still at the shop. So with that being said, I'm going to let somebody else take the mic, and I'm going to be listening.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you very much. That's some information. I saw the video. I love the message. I love the concept. Wow, I'm looking at the 216-682, 216-255, 216-632. I will say also that since I need to take the time and let people know what's happening, because y'all get on me and say, I don't care, which is definitely not the truth, I will tell people that as I look at what's right in front of me right now, which I'm glad I have enough of these. I'll be getting rid of some of these flyers probably at this coming week's State of the Inner City address at the Black on Black Crime headquarters. Save the date, the dream, Thursday, April 4th, 2019. Lineup is at 4 p.m. East 105th Street, the corner of Superior Avenue. It's the 19th annual march commemorating the memory of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., assassinated April 4th, 1968. The dream is now. The march will be ending at Greater Abyssinia Baptist Church at 1161 East 105. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. So, you know, I'm getting a chance to get out of the way, and I'm very thankful for that. One other thing I'll throw out here as well, because I need to, and we'll have some of those flyers also, as every community needs human and precinct development, six areas of development that produce prosperity or devastation to a community: church, government, business, clinic, home, schools. Ernest Harris, precinct government facilitator. Target audience, Black Republicans, but no person will be denied the knowledge due to party affiliation. So no matter what, you can come on through. Green Party 2. 8 weeks, 90-minute sessions on Saturdays at 10 a.m., free of charge. Information actually raise a nation. That will be April 6, 2019 to May 25th, 2019, location Black on Black Crime headquarters, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Snacks and water will be provided. The workshop is free to all participants from the Inner City Republican Movement, so don't tell me that people aren't trying to do things for people. And with that going, I'm going to go to the 216-682. So I have about four people on the phone line. Let's go to that 216-682. They're probably calling and say, man, I ain't doing nothing for nobody for free, and I'm not learning. 216-682, what's on your mind?
This is Joe Jones, Father's Lives Matter. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of cases of child abuse and child neglect. And, you know, it's funny because Michael Garrett, he's a great dad, and he fought for Anaya, and they shut him down and told him no, and I fought for my daughter, and, you know, I'm a great dad, and they shut me down, and he told me no. And then today I go to Elyria Juvenile Court, and they have a dad down there who was convicted of rape, gross sexual imposition, molesting kids. He has to register as a sexual predator. You have a GAL backing him for custody of his kid. I mean, I couldn't believe it, man. I was like in shock. I'm like, well, you got guys like me and Michael Garrett trying to get our kid, and they tell us no. And then you have a sexual predator, and they're telling them, yeah. So that'll tell you how broken our system is. A guard actually walked up to me and said, make sure, you know, you move your car about once every 2 hours because we'll sell you and give you a ticket. I said, oh, so you're more worried about my parking spot than that sexual predator guy over here getting custody of a kid? It's unbelievable. So it goes to show you that this is a statewide, nationwide problem, man, where they're discriminating against fathers and more dominantly against Black male fathers, you know, and getting their kids, causing deaths of children all across the board. And I remember I told a couple of news crews I said, it's supposed to be what's in the best interest of the children. We make custody decisions, and we have not done that in decades. So with that being said, I just want to thank Black on Black Crime, Black Man Army, and Black Lives Matter, and all the other groups. You know, we run as a pack, man, and we've been making very good moves. So it's we're doing really good. Tomorrow I'll actually be in court. I'm helping out a mom who has a six-month-old baby who the biological father actually bit the child on the shoulder, beat the child real bad. So it's one thing that people get confused about is where they hear Father's Lives Matter and they say, oh, you're just for the guys, and that's not the case. We're for justice. So we fight for what's right, and we fight the wrong. So if you need us, we're Father's Lives Matter. We're on Facebook, and we're rapidly growing. We were statewide. We went United States, nationwide. Now we're worldwide. We're getting friend requests from China, Korea, Amsterdam. I mean, all over the world we're getting friend requests. So,
I thank you very much for that, man. I thank you for what you do. We look forward to seeing you at the State of the Inner City address this coming Wednesday evening, and continue doing what you're doing for the families.
Sounds great. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Before I go to the other, I will say phone callers. Sometimes every once in a while, I will look and I'll say, because it's like sometimes you just start off and you might not explain who you are clearly or concisely. My thing is, man in the street, before I get to the phone callers, I appreciate you all for at least tuning in, because you don't have to. That's the main thing. You just don't have to. But one thing that I never really talked about, 1985, at 11 months old, is when my own child passed away. Now, our mom zoned out while high, and my daughter drowned while taking a bath. Now, 3 months later, you know, the mother of my child overdosed, maybe on purpose. I did try to reach out, you know, reach my hand out to the mom, but she was too distraught. Now, personally, I drank hard, smoked, and was shattered, and wished I could see the child's mother one more time. For a few years, I thought I wanted to yell at her, holler, or blame her, but now in my life, if I had the chance to see my daughter's mom one more time, I would hug her and try to understand what role I played or didn't play while I was out running the streets trying to provide for my family. Now, I don't bring my daughter's name up or how old she would be, because I refuse to knock Yahweh's, my creator's, and heaven plan and on purpose for my daughter or her mom. To those who haven't lost a child, but you point a finger at some of the rest of us, you. Now, I spend time with my mom right now, because for 20 years while I was running the street, poisoning my community, Mama Porter had nothing to do with me until I changed. Now, last October, Art McCoy of the Art McCoy's University of Common Sense was sucker punched in the eye from behind and almost killed by a 19-year-old. 2 months ago, the young man reached out, asked for forgiveness, and wanted to meet with Art McCoy by himself to apologize before apologizing on the air. Art went without any of us backing him because he knew some of us wanted to lay hands on the young man, and Art refused to have anybody do anything to a young man who reached out. And remember, those actions of the young man did take food out of Art's home while he was injured, because during that time, Art made no money. And yeah, I still wanted to lay hands on the young man. But I digress and say I watched another member of our group, Judy Martin, forgive a young man who murdered her son and encouraged the young man so when he gets out of prison, he'll be of a service in the community. And I'm not so sure I could do that. I'm not. But to all those who haven't dealt with pain and trauma, you too. Now, if you wish to point a finger, that's how I feel. Now, I know we had the recall petition going on Mayor Frank G. Jackson, but one of the things that caused our 10-group coalition to back off, including Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County, Urban Pundits, Father's Lives Matter, Javante Guest, Shakespeare, and to dismiss 30 volunteers and deal with lead paint instead, was because we had to have empathy for a mayor taking care of a sick wife. We will revisit everything within a couple of months because he should have everything set up to deal with it. But then again, if you don't have empathy, you too. You see, I run into parents and loved ones who have done something wrong And they ask us to try to understand why their loved ones did something fucked up. And I listen and hope that they can provide some sort of answer or teachable moment so other people won't go and do the same motherfucking thing. And as long as justice is served, I'm cool. But FYI, I've been in certain positions. I have been. And I just want to say that in my creator's eyes, you sometimes have to realize that sometimes everybody doesn't operate the same way you do. They don't. You have groups like Fathers Lives Matter who does what they're supposed to do. Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County. You have a whole lot of different groups doing a lot of different things because they're supposed to do that. But I find very interesting is that a lot of times, because of ideologies being different, differences in opinion, folks can't work with other folks, and that's cool. But here's the bigger picture on this. How the fuck am I supposed to go out there and tell a dude off St. Clair, quit beefing with somebody off Superior, that's your brother, and I can't work with some of the people who are around me? Sounds like a double-edged hypocrisy sword to me, especially if you're getting out there trying to set that example. Because trust me, no matter what you do, somebody's watching. And you never want to be out there saying, don't do this and don't do that. That young person looks you eye to eye and say, you don't do it for show and show, you hypocrite. Then you want to kill somebody. But then again, I'm just saying, they wouldn't repeat some of the things if they didn't see it from you. Also, let me go to the phone line right now because I've been off on a tangent on my 23-foot soapbox, and I want to know what's going on with the 216-255 that's waited patiently. They're probably calling to tell me, you know something? I don't forgive you for coming on Monday nights, and that's okay. I can take that. 216-255, what's on your mind?
Good evening. Couple things, please. Well, thank you for sharing on Facebook and then now your past life and how you came to where you are today. It was a powerful story. And I'm glad you went to where you had to go and came back, Al. That's great.
Thank
and
you.
We all need to do that in some time in our life. It's how it works. So,
right.
Ben, also, I do want to hear about what happened with the Noble Road dump. And if you could just give a brief history, you know, of, because actually we're doing I went to the End Poverty Now meeting today, and I went.
Oh, yes.
The tour, there's going to be a tour of Cleveland April 20th, and we're going to show the real Cleveland. And Mount Pleasant's going to be one area that's going to be traveled to, and there's a bus. And boy, it'd be nice to get that old black on black crime bus. Is that still around?
Yes,
I love that
it
bus.
Is still around. So okay, I'm looking forward to those tours. Yes, it is.
All right.
Yes, it is.
And then,
in fact, you might be able to see it if you come through this Wednesday, the State of the Inner City address. But go right ahead.
Oh wow. Okay, I want to hear more about that. And then
no problem.
So there's that. I want to get the history of the recent what happened. Is it cleaned up, this type of stuff? And
yes.
If you could just give me that information. And I just wanted to let people know, speaking of garbage, one of the people's most favorite topics, but we got to deal with it, it's the toxic waste and hazardous waste in the low-income communities. So one of those low-income communities is Cleveland, and if you can believe that. And Ridge Road
wow.
Transfer Station,
mm-hmm.
a woman, the first female heavy equipment operator, Crystal Jones.
Yes.
She contracted a deadly disease, but she's dealing mm-hmm. with it. But other people at the workplace did too, and the reason is because there's toxic and hazardous waste there that the city did not acknowledge and allow people to have proper safety equipment. So, hence, you walk in that, you walk in the toxic liquid with some boots. Oh, they gave you boots, but they didn't tell you that if you put that in your car, if you track that in your car at all or get it in your home, then your children will be affected as well, because this stuff is nasty. It's I don't even know if they're saying what it is, but anyway, it's getting
yes.
people sick. One person mm-hmm. died out at Ridge Road Transfer Station worker, and Crystal Jones will speak out April 6th at the Lutheran Metro Ministry, 1 to 4 p.m. In fact, we're even going to be serving lunch, and the Carl Stokes Brigade nice. Is one of the co-sponsors. Kimberly Brown, Robin Brown with the Lead Coalition. One of the many Lead coalitions. You know, we need a lot of coalitions. It'd be great if they all work together, but lead is such
yes.
a pervasive problem. There's different ways of tackling the lead poisoning. So, in any case, there's different. As we know, there's a petition drive. I'm helping petition with that. If people want to sign, please.
Okay.
We got till April 1st. So, I mean, you know what? You can call NEOC, the Northeast Ohio Homeless Coalition office, and I'll look the number up in a second here. But that's how you get a hold of petitioners, or if you want a petition in Cleveland for Cleveland voters only. And our deadline is April 1st on that. But I just also want to say April 6th is Crystal Brown. She's going to speak. Crystal Jones, she's going to be speaking on the toxic waste at Ridge Road Transfer Station, Lutheran Metro Ministry, 1 to 4 p.m. And I'm sorry I went off on that thing, but there's a lead coalitions that are co-sponsoring. So I wanted to give all that information.
Beautiful.
Thank you. And if I could post it, make it more clear, so, you know, because I know there's a lot of stuff happening. And we need to keep tabs on what the heck's going on in our cities.
Thank you so much. I'll be sure to get into a couple of those things, and thank you again.
Thank you.
No problem. This is what I'm going to make the attempt to do right now. Let's see. The joint statement for 2019 for Black on Black Crime, Inc. and Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County. I'm Al Porter, president of Black on Black Crime, Inc. As a resident of the city of Euclid, I can't personally sign the lead safety petition currently circulating in Cleveland, but the lead safety issue is so important based on what we now know, including the connection between lead poisoning and learning disabilities, including and the connection between lead poisoning and crime. CLASH's Lead Safety Ballot Initiative is so important that I'm urging Cleveland residents to sign the petition. There are locations all over the city where registered voters can sign a petition to end the lead poisoning of small children. To find a location in your neighborhood, call 440-220-1874. That's 440-220-1874. Each day, 4 children in the city of Cleveland are diagnosed with lead poisoning, an incurable illness with lifelong consequences, including high blood pressure, heart disease, kidney disease, low IQ, and aggressive behavior. Children diagnosed with lead poisoning are 7 times more likely to go to prison. In terms of budget, the cost of lead poisoning is astronomical. In terms of quality of life, its impact is immeasurable. Again, to sign a petition, you can call 440-220-1874. If you've moved recently, be sure you write down the address where you're registered to vote, not your new address. I'm Al Porter, president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Thank you for protecting children from being the lifelong consequences of lead poisoning. Now, before I go to the phone lines, I will say that real quick, if I remember correctly, see, sometimes it's the listeners who make the show themselves. When it came to dealing with that toxic dump, let me tell you something. When you had a person like, I'll say, Eric Jonathan Brewer, when people thought he might become mayor. A few things that he did the town hall, Facebook lived it, brought in inspectors, but at the same time, to make that jump start and happen, you have to look at the fact that on a day during which I will say Dr. Beverly Goldstein first ran, not the last time, but when she first ran for Congress, people like herself, Cassandra McDowell, Euclid NAACP now, and several others. You had Devin Branch. You had Ernest L. Smith, Devin Branch being the Green Party's mayoral candidate. Later becoming that, you had Ernest L. Smith, council vice president. You had a lot of different groups from Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army. You have almost 100 and some people in the rain. BMA bus pulled over, given a ticket. Had to go to court for that. News media covered it. News media ticket, at least interest, because you had about a 104-year-old woman, Miss LeBron, who lived on the street and couldn't even open up her own windows. All of those things, to us bringing up the land bank, it caused Cleveland Heights to get involved because they realized what the Cleveland council people refused to, and that is, hey, wait a minute, the dump is affecting our quality of living. So some of those council people got involved. Then when we went back out there, disseminated thousands of flyers on the problem to get East Cleveland residents. Who did that? Hey, our coalition headed up Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and Brother Art McCoy said it doesn't matter how much money needs to be spent. Let's put these flyers out there and make sure people realize that there's a problem. We held a cookout outside the dump, and nobody would eat the food. No reporters, nobody. Even Harry Boomer came by. We'll say that I thank the creator for allowing me to have a cast iron stomach because those hot dogs made a great meal that evening. But that could explain me being short of sense right now. But the main thing is, after Miss LeBron's passing, within 2 months after that, another major march, the EPA that said, no, there's no problem with the toxin. None. No toxins whatsoever. People say, you know something, that did it. Let's get this out of here. And they did, and they broke it down and got rid of it. So that's, to me, is what activism is when everybody starts to team up and do great things. I'm going to at least go to the 216-632 phone line. They're probably calling to tell me, you know something? You need to eat more toxic hot dogs. 216-632, how you doing out there?
I'm doing great tonight, Brooke.
Yes, I'm here.
Are you sure? Are you all
sure? No, I haven't been right since I had the toxic cake. I forgot they had cake out there, too. I was like, that was my come-up day. I had enough food to last me for a couple of days. I had to thank the people. Now I'm going right in.
Oh, Brother Al, this is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I am a superwoman. How are you this evening? Oh,
I am doing
me. I'm not interviewing you. Okay.
Okay.
It's hard to separate the two sometimes, you know?
It really is, but you called up. You know, we spoke about the Vega Awards, a.k.a. the Virtual Independent Gospel Awards. And so with that being said, what's happening?
Okay, and I just put the link on your page so nobody can say they didn't know where to find it. It is on your page. It's going to be on Joseph L. Miley Jr.'s page within the next 20 minutes or so or less. Depends on how long you finish talking.
No,
it's good.
Every once in a while, I deserve those things, but continue right on, please.
But you see, I didn't roast you at your roast. I was being nice.
No, you didn't. I'm so happy because I was scared. I said, if she says something, it's really over. That would be the talk of the town. It really would have been.
I was on my best behavior. I was on my best.
Yes, you were.
I was on my best behavior. I was nice and
yes,
cordial
you were.
And all of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to reiterate that Joseph L. Miley Jr. is being nominated in several categories for the Vega, the Virtual Independent Gospel Awards ceremony, which will be online April the 27th at 8 o'clock p.m. There's six more days to vote. There's six more days to vote. Today's the 25th. You've got to the 31st. To the 31st, and you can vote as many times as you want to. Voting is not limited. So if you say, well, I voted already, well, go back and vote again. Okay?
Hey, I like those odds.
You need to do that. You need to do that. And I just want to say what an honor it is for you to took my number to talk to me this evening. And just to let you know that the Creator is still the Creator of all, and He protects us all. And we don't have to worry about what's going to happen to this city, because God will prevail. God will prevail. Believe me. I believe that.
Okay. I appreciate that, because you make me feel pretty good right now, and that's the truth.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for having me on, Brother Al.
No problem, and may you enjoy the rest of the program. I appreciate you very much.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you.
You are welcome. I can live with some things now. I just got that strong message, and, wow, God will prevail. I believe that is one of the things that keeps me going, because you have to know that. You have to believe that. I'm hoping that I was able to answer certain people's questions on what they brought up. Before I go to the 216-849, I again have to thank the people who call in. For those who may not have heard, I do like to at least talk about certain things that might happen. And so for those who did get it, I heard that there was a big economic inclusion summit, which was tentatively planned for, if I'm not mistaken, sometime in September. So it's an economic inclusion summit. And the one thing that I could say is it plans on tackling the region's woes and identify priorities for our economic future via in-depth engagement and appreciative inquiry, which the organizers with Destination Cleveland, they sent up like follow-up material to at least 84 stakeholders who participated in a two-day summit planning session in December. And so they expect it to be about 1,000 people being a part of it. And the one thing that I can say is that the objectives of the summit are still under development. The anticipated focus areas include growth, equitable opportunity, and leadership, all addressed through a process that builds at least a culture of trust. And so some of those activists will include it. Like they say, there's nothing scarier for poor and disenfranchised people than when rich people and politicians come together in a room to talk about the needs of poor people without including poor people, which Kareem Hinton of Black Lives Matter Cleveland said. And that was the truth. So for those who might have heard, yes, it's true. They are planning on having a summit. That'll be a very interesting thing as it comes up. What I will do is make things more interesting for myself as I go back to the phone lines and let people know that, should you choose, because I guess I didn't get a chance to really talk about it that much, even though she alluded to it when she did call in, meaning you can Facebook, check out I Am a Superwoman Radio. You can Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. You could Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. There are probably some people on the phone who want to tell me, hey, I don't want to do anything at all. Like this 216-849 phone number, the 216-849 phone number, they might decide that they want to tell me, hey, Mr. Porter, if they had a category on the Vega Awards on how to get rid of a money is on your mind. How are you?
Hello, hello. I want to first say happy birthday to the Queen of Soul. Today is her birthday. Aretha Franklin, today is her birthday. First things on my mind is when with the animal kicked that 78 woman across her face in New York.
Yeah.
That got me very... If that was my grandmother, I'd be kicking his ass. So I'll be in jail right now. So that's, and then the prosecutor, the U.S. Attorney General office, told the dead person that he can't take a kid because of the color of his skin. It went to the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. So we waited for the hearing on that day with the deaf client. So when people say them kind of words, you got to hold them Okay, you got the whole some of them, but the 45th could say it. He could say it. No, you are here to serve of taxpayers' dollars. So when he told the deaf lady, I can't think you can't because the color of your skin, and she got robbed at gunpoint, we have a problem.
Mm. Yes, okay, we do.
We have a big problem when you doing the racial profile against African people. Period. So, I'm doing great. How's mom doing?
I'm glad you're.
I know mom doing good.
Mom,
I know mom's doing
yes,
great.
She is. Yes,
so,
indeed. How's your family?
Oh, I'm doing. It's doing. They're doing well. Soon I'll be a father.
Glad to hear that.
But thank God for that.
Congratulations. Yes, sir.
In Cleveland. If an idiot decided to kick a 70 or 80 year old lady in her face because he won't be a thug.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And I'm hoping that they will go after the folks who just stood around and looked it up and down and stuff like that, because they were just as guilty for letting that stuff happen. But continue on. Mm-hmm.
And when I look at that airport, it won't be the wonder. If that was my grandma you done that to, I'd be kicking his ass. I'm sorry. I'll be in jail right now. So who would take their foot and kick a 7-year-old lady right back?
Okay, thank you. And yeah, that's right. And they got him, too.
They
hear the excuse that was by the fiancé where the young lady said, she threatened my family. Well, there are ways to handle that without going that far. A lot of ways to handle that. So I thank you very much for your phone call.
It called law enforcement. It called reported.
Yeah.
Okay. She might have old timers. Okay. It's all different ways you could have went through. He should not took his foot and kick no one's grandmother. So
nope.
We have a great problem with that. And then two more things. We're still asking the mayor why he don't hire nobody in the city who have a disability in the city or the county. I've been calling the county executive for the last 2 weeks and no response from his office. It goes through voicemail. So I will be sending them a letter that what we are asking. I've been asking for a meeting with him for the last 4 months, and no response. No, I've been asking me since December 15th, and this not to be April next week, and I heard nothing from his office. So
gotcha.
What he doing when people request for me on a taxpayer who's paying his salary? And another thing, when the deaf person called the chief at Wayne's office, they would pick, it called the video relay service, okay? They called the chief at Wayne's office. His sister said, is this a deaf and dumb person on the phone? That's my way. You might recall me out of my name, okay? And the lady said, no, I'm the deaf one, and you the dumb ass. So they got it coming, so we need to find out. Then we already sent a letter to Kelly about have equal access to people who want to come to city council who have a disability, okay? We just sent him the letter.
Okay.
The ADA department sent him the letter. So that's
thank you. May you have a great evening, and I appreciate you. Please hold a line. Thank you so much. This is what we're going to do. I want to come back to the phone caller who has all these ones on the line. It might be a bill collector. Let me go get my stuff in order. So it could be the IRS tried to audit me. I'm going to play this and be back within about 1 minute to deal with that last phone call.
Al Gordon. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tuning the Al Porter blog.
Saturday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill, stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill, stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill, stay on the beat. Yeah.
Now, usually I would try to wrap things up, give myself an extra 3 minutes to talk before getting out of here, but since we have all these ones on the phone line, I'm going to see what is going on and give them at least a couple of my minutes. What's going on?
Good evening, Brother Porter. Hope you're doing well. And this is Sister Smith, and I just wanted to say hello. And I also want to let your listeners know also to be very aware for those that have issues of child support. Now, this is not about a deadbeat dad. This is the complete opposite. This is about someone who is being taken severe advantage of. In fact, when I brought the issue up on your show last time, Brother Porter.
Yes, you did.
Yes, and since then, the CSCA, which is a child support enforcement agency, has lied and told Mr. Hardis that there was a check in the mail. Of course, I could see that it was game. And so then suddenly they have issued some papers stating that he can, you know, sign off on any child support. So they've done this now for years, actually, until I got involved. So I tell you, it's something that really needs to be talked about even more. And also, really quickly, I really would like to hear some more shows on those that receive a derivative of a Social Security that have been being robbed as well. There's a lot of theft going on with regard to that, and I really wanted to touch on that. And I myself have experienced that. However, this is not what I intend to do with the rest of my life, but the issue is that it's wrong, it's corrupt, and it needs to stop.
Yes.
So I thank you kindly, and I know I probably got, maybe another minute? So I just wanted to
share a scripture.
Okay, sir. And I just wanted to say there's a scripture that it rings very true, which is in